Well, Mayor de Blasio and the teachers' union have struck a tentative contract deal, but it still needs to be ratified by union members. And the Municipal Labor Council, which negotiates health benefits for the city's public employees, is meeting today to consider the $1 billion in savings the mayor says will cover the retroactive pay and raises he's giving teachers. Here to discuss the deal and what it means for teachers in the city is WNYC's contributing editor for education, Beth Fertig. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
So how significant is this deal?
It's very significant because there's about 150 unions whose contracts expired under the previous mayor, and everybody's been looking to the teachers to set the pattern because they're the biggest, and when one deal is done, everybody else thinks they're going to get something similar. And this, even though it's a 9-year deal, because it covers nearly 5 years in which they've been without a contract, the raises here average about 2% a year. So that's why you've been saying the total package is 18% in raises, but when you break it down, it's about 2% a year. But it calls for health care savings, which all the unions are going to have to agree to if they're going to get the raises too. So that's another feature that makes this very unusual and why the Municipal Labor Council is going to have to, you know, talk about how to do that for everybody today.
So Beth, what are the big changes for teachers and families in this contract?
Well, they are really about what the mayor and the chancellor describe as common sense changes for the schools, in contrast to, they believe, Mayor Bloomberg was more about sound bites and cracking down on teachers. But what it really means is there's going to be more focus on professional development and families. It does away with the 37.5-minute period that was added in 2005 to help struggling students for an extra period at the end of the day or before. This time is now going to be reconfigured so there's more time for teacher training. And the union said they really need that because there's these new Common Core learning standards with new curriculum materials that they have to master. There's also a period a week added just for teachers to reach out to families, which means they can call parents, they can meet them face-to-face, they can write newsletters, and there's going to be 4 parent-teacher conferences a year instead of 2. It also streamlines the teacher evaluations, which had become pretty onerous for the principals. It narrows them down, so instead of 22 different measures of student learning the principals had to watch, there's going to be 8 now, and so it tries to do away with some of the paperwork.
Are there any other innovations in the contract?
Well, you can't really call it merit pay, but there are these bonuses for teachers who agree to be mentors and do extra work and share their best practices. They can make an extra, I think it's $7,500 to maybe $20,000 a year, depending on what they agree to do. They set aside a pattern or a practice for 200 schools who say that they want to, maybe extend their school day or do something a little innovative with their schedule. The city will consider up to 200 schools can do that. But it does not solve this problem of what we call the absent teacher reserve. These are teachers who float around the system because they were let go from their schools, maybe because the schools were downsized or the principal did away with a position to try to get rid of this teacher. And there's about 1,200 in the system who cost the city $100 million a year. And right now they rotate from school to school, and there's no time limit on how long they can do that. Under this new plan, they'll be sent to schools that have openings only after the DOE screens them. And then if the principal doesn't like them, they won't be forced on them. The principal can say, no, even after a day, you're gone. But there's no time limit on how long they can continue to float around like this. The city did say that there's going to be a way to expedite getting rid of ineffective teachers who principals don't like. But we haven't really seen the details for that.
And Beth, just briefly to wrap up, the teachers still have to ratify this deal. Is there any chance they won't?
I don't think so. They are, it's been a very difficult past 4 or 5 years for them to not have had a new contract. And, some of them have said to me, we were counting on maybe not even getting our retroactive pay. They were fighting for that, but they acknowledge that may not be possible. So just to give them the retroactive pay is a big deal. And I think they just want this to be over with and go on.
WNYC's Beth Fertig. Thanks so much, Beth.
You're welcome.